This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, here we go. It's time now for the Rangers Player Show here on The Fan. Segment is brought to you by Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, windownation.com for buy two, get two free, pay nothing for 2 years. Segment's also brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been hurt in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. It's 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankofirm.com. A salute to Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Catcher Andrew Kisner set to join us. The Rangers Player Show brought to you by Golden Chick and Globe Life. Everyone has beneficiaries. Not everyone has life insurance. Globe Life, who's your beneficiary? 2-for-4 in Sunday's 6-4 win over the Braves. He had the bomb ski and 3 ribbies. And Andrew Kisner joins you now here on your home of the Rangers. How you doing, sir?
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
Man, thanks for joining us. We're doing great. You know, Rangers, Mariners tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock first pitch. When you have like 3 RBI in a 6-4 game, you are literally the decisive guy. You go yard. How much fun is that?
Oh, it's definitely a lot of fun, you know. But, you know, I think the story of that game was the pitching. I thought our pitching was absolutely outstanding. To hold a really, really good lineup like the Braves to only a couple runs, you know, they were pretty dominant. So, yeah, hitting that homer, scoring those runs was great, but the pitching held it down for us.
Hey, Andrew, I always wondered about catching in the major leagues. And when you get hit with a foul tip and then the umpire goes out in front of home plate and gives you time, do you appreciate that, or is that something like just get back behind the dish, I'm ready, don't worry about me kind of a thing?
You know, it is nice to have a little bit of a break. You know, I try to communicate with those guys best I can. Sometimes it just nips you. It doesn't hurt too bad. And you want to keep the pitcher in, you know, in their rhythm, in that momentum. But there's other times where you get hit in some bad spots that you need a few minutes to kind of breathe it out a little bit. But, you know, it's a pretty cool relationship between the catcher and the umpire. And, you know, both of us are back there going through it. So I try to give him some time too, if they end up wearing one as well.
Yeah. And I was going to, does it bother you though, when an umpire puts his hand on your back, does it mess with your balance, or you're like, do you tell him beforehand, hey, listen, man, please don't touch me while I'm doing this kind of a thing?
You know, I feel like in the big leagues, a lot of these umpires are pretty good. Like they work with you and, and communicate pretty well with you. There's not a lot of guys that really put a lot of pressure on you, but there are some guys that do. And we kind of talk about it. And the main thing is I want those guys getting comfortable so they can get a nice view of that pitch too. So I don't want to take them out of their game. So we try to work with it as best we can. And, you know, if I have to set up a little bit earlier to make sure those guys can get in position without putting too much weight on me, then sometimes that's the adjustment you have to make.
You ever had to bark at one? Like, bro, that was way too much.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, dude. Yeah. You almost pushed me over.
Yeah. You know, some of those guys are a little bit older, so if they need a little extra support, I try to hold them up.
There you
go. hold them up a little bit.
Whatever it takes to get the strike, right?
That's right.
I love it.
Andrew Kisner, how do you like working with this pitching staff?
This staff is great. I mean, we got a lot of guys that are that have really good stuff, a lot of good pitches. They're able to throw pretty much any pitch at any count, move it around the zone. You know, Mike Maddox does a good job with this staff. I worked with him in St. Louis for 4 or 5 years. We were together there. So, you know, we have pretty good communication about the, you know, the pitchers, the starters, the bullpen guys. And, you know, we're always able to set up a really good game plan and go out there and execute it.
You know, Andrew, you mentioned about, you know, work with Mike in St. Louis and stuff. And as baseball fans know, St. Louis has a great history with catchers. Talk about the education that you got, you know, early in your career, you know, working with Molina and guys like that in St. Louis, and how that's kind of carried over to how you catch today.
Yeah, I was influenced by a couple different Cardinal great catchers. One of them, Mike Matheny, who was the manager. Yeah. I never played for him in the big leagues, but I was around him a lot in spring training my first few years with the Cardinals. And then obviously, you know, playing behind Yadi and playing with Yadi for quite a few years over there, you're able to learn a lot from those guys that have been around and have caught in so many games. You know, they just have so much knowledge, not only about, you know, the fine details of catching, you know, the fundamentals, but also the game management. And I think that's one thing I really was able to pick up from those guys was how do I maneuver a game? You know, how do I work with the pitching staff, and how do I go out there every single day and try to win that ball game? So I think, though, you know, really that game management is what I learned most from those guys.
What's your favorite Mad Dog story?
there's a lot of them. I don't know how many are appropriate for radio on air, but Mad Dog's a great guy. He keeps it fun. He keeps it interesting. Definitely a great addition, you know, on the staff. It's always fun being around him.
We were sitting close to their dugout last year at a certain game, and I'm not going to say who it was, but dude gets thrown out on the base pass for the other team. And Mike goes, "How about that, you stupid bleep?" He can get after it, can't he?
Yeah, Mad Dog. I mean, when you've been in the game of baseball for as long as Mad Dog's been in there, you know, you know how to have a good time. And, you know, like I said, it's great working with him. He keeps it light. He keeps it fun. And he definitely keeps it interesting.
Hey, Andrew, as with all these pitchers from different parts of the world, have you ever had any situations with translation problems or anything like that? Or do you have to learn words when you go out there and talk to your guys?
You know, I think pretty much across Major League Baseball, especially the guys from Latin America, their English is really, really good.
Okay.
I mean, those guys are able to, you know, you can have conversations with those guys. You don't really need a whole lot of translation or translators to talk to the guys from Latin America. I have had some experience with some Asian players that you do have to go through a translator. But, you know, for the most part, you know, there's not a whole lot of language barrier. Mm-hmm. Those guys are pretty good. They know English, and we're able to communicate effectively.
So I hear you were quite the athlete growing up. You were the infielder, and you were playing quarterback and whatnot. So could you spin it? What was the scouting report on Andrew Kisner, the quarterback?
Well, I'm playing baseball now, so, you know, that should tell you one thing. I'll tell you what, football was always my first love growing up. I always wanted to play college football, play in the NFL. And it really wasn't until I got pretty much through my freshman year of high school that baseball really became my number one focus. You know, I just was a little bit more projectable on the baseball field than sitting back in the pocket. So, you know, I think it worked out for me.
As a guy from Virginia, were you a Commanders fan growing up, or did you take another liking to somebody else?
I probably should say I was a Cowboys fan for all the Texas folks listening in, but I actually grew up a Steeler fan. My dad's from Pittsburgh, so really I had no choice other than to be a Steelers fan, which was obviously great in my childhood because the Steelers have, you know, been pretty good for the last 20-plus years.
Yeah, did your dad wear everybody out about it, though? Was he one of those guys that had on, like, his Andy Russell jersey and all that, like walking around the house yelling at people in the yard and all that stuff?
No, he was never that crazy of a Steeler fan, but, you know, when the Steelers were in the playoffs, you know, he would unplug all the phones and turn off the cell phone and make sure he was locked into the game.
Steelers fan in the childhood and then more of a Dolphins fan when you got into adulthood, huh?
Yep, that's right. I am a Dolphins fan now.
So is your wife a Dolphin cheerleader or formerly a Dolphin cheerleader?
Yeah, so So my fiance, Allie, she cheered for the Dolphins for 3 seasons. And that's really when we met, was when she was cheering for the Dolphins. So, you know, had a lot of good times watching her on the sidelines, and, you know, that I always felt that was pretty neat. She jokes with me all the time because she was cheering for the Dolphins before I ever made my major league debut. So she always jokes that she made it to the show before me.
Is she a better athlete than you?
She is really athletic. You should see her throw a football. She can really throw a football. It's pretty impressive, to be honest. But, you know, she's if I had just a quarter of her flexibility, then I would, you know, my catching would be on another level.
How did you meet her?
We met down in Jupiter, Florida, when I was in spring training with the Cardinals, and she was cheering, and we just kind of met down there, and you know, that was probably about 6.5 years ago, and you know, got engaged in December this past year, and have the wedding set for December of this year. So a lot of exciting times ahead.
Heck yeah, dude. That's awesome. Congrats. Rangers catcher Andrew Kisner with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Well, I mean, I got to think, like, physically, you could do the stunts throwing girls up into the air. I see the way you're built. You're an absolute animal.
Hey, I don't know if I can do that, but, you know, that takes a little bit extra upper body strength. I got a little bit more lower body strength.
You do.
So.
I was guessing you were a three leg days a week guy. That was my guess. Maybe it's the over. Maybe you're 4 or 5.
Yeah, I try to keep my legs strong. You know, when you're squatting as much as really any catchers do, you know, a lot of people think, oh, you need to keep your legs fresh. But actually, for me, I feel like I have to keep building my legs up over the course of the season because, you know, 6, 7, 8 straight months of playing baseball can really tear down that muscle.
So if you were going to do, like, if you had a bunch of spectators in the weight room while you were in there and you had to impress them, would it just be loading up the back squat and just rocking and rolling, or would it be a different leg exercise? You're probably lunging your balls off.
Yeah, there's, we have a really good strength and conditioning team here, and they do a nice job of mixing it up, so I never get, like, too fatigued with one specific exercise or movement. So it's a constant mix of, you know, two leg squatting, you know, one leg stuff to kind of isolate, you know, each specific leg. So those guys do a really nice job of keeping everybody fresh, keeping them healthy, and obviously getting everybody strong.
Well, speaking of strength in the legs, let's see how well you know your teammates. Jared Sandler had this analysis about one of your teammates. Let's see if you can guess the Ranger that he is talking about here.
You know, what he's got working there between the knee and the waist is pretty impressive. Is that all the info I get?
That's it.
That's all you got there. It's the only hint. It's the only clue. I'd be happy to play it for you again.
I think I heard it pretty loud and clear. I don't know. I mean, we got a lot of guys that have pretty strong lower halves. I don't know who he could be talking about.
Well, maybe you go through the clubhouse and you start doing a little peek ski next time we get you on here, you give us the answer. Cause I can't give you the answer, Andrew. I mean, the competitor in you wouldn't even want me to do that.
That's exactly right. Don't tell me. I have to get back on. I'll come back with an answer.
Love it. Hey, we'll talk to you down the road, man. Congrats on the game winning home run the other day, and best of luck to you. Give him help. We'll be pulling for you.
Thank you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. There he goes. Andrew Kisner, Rangers catcher here. The Rangers Player Show brought to you by Golden Chick and Globe Life. Everyone has beneficiaries. Not everyone has life insurance. Globe Life, who's your beneficiary?
Yeah, and for appearing on today's show, Andrew Kisner will receive a $100 gift certificate to Pluckers. Join the fan this Thursday night to watch the draft with us and win great prizes. We'll be at all 8 Pluckers locations. For G-Bag, Gavin and Lucius will be at the Arlington location, and Eric will be at the Pluckers in Grapevine. Go check it out.
All right, we have Bobby Corella coming up at 4 o'clock. We'll be talking Mavs with him. It's a huge Game 2 tonight as the Mavs try to draw even with the Clippers. But before we get there, we'll go around the bases, brought to you by Uber Eats, and give you some highlights as well of the Cowboys press conference today as they continue to get ready for the draft. That's next for the Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.